those of you that have a work agenda or a schedule of some type, we're going to kind of keep it to that. We've just got a little bit of information. We've had this conversation many times. You know, we come on here to kind of help everybody on our board and people's Dinar understand where we think we best may be. The last real call we did was this last weekend. Yesterday we did a call for one of our members. We won't get into that today, but just basically telling him that he was in everybody's thoughts, and it wasn't much of an update call. So this is kind of the first update we've had since last weekend. And last weekend, if you weren't there, if you've been wondering why that call was even done, logically it made sense that we were going to see something on the weekend because the trade was going to be shut down. Obviously, there were some things that still had to be done with the government, so that didn't take place. That doesn't mean we predicted something that didn't happen. We're all just trying to figure this out the best we can between each other. We do have some information today that I'm excited about Steve and his guests to come on as he introduced them for you to hear. But, you know, the only thing left to happen is the announcement of the reevaluation. Steve, I'm hoping that you can go into that document 40 or whatever that was posted up on the site, because I didn't get a chance to read that. But, Steve, if it's okay with you, I'm going to turn the front end of this call over to yourself and your guest, and we'll just kind of go back and forth here.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Dan. I'm not sure what the 40 was, but it wasn't what I thought it was. It was the 140, and that has nothing to do with the revaluation. But anyway, a couple weeks ago we had Mr. C on. I introduced him. He's, if you guys recall, has family members that was associated with the Arabic translator and was with Joe Biden over during some of these negotiations back, I think it was September, and they were talking about rates. I came in after that. Our contracts got renegotiated in Arabic at 322, and that put a lot of credibility into this, and I've been talking to Mr. C here for quite a while. We become very, very close friends. He gave me a call this morning and just really opened up my ears and my heart, and I wanted to be able to let him share. Now, I want you guys to understand, some of us cannot divulge the level of where these contacts are coming from. So if he only says it's within the government or the Iraqi government, so on and so forth, we have to let it be at that. So, Mr. C, would you please share what some of our in-depth conversation this morning was about?
I don't mind at all. It almost sounds like clandestine on here, the way you introduced me. Well, anyway, most of you recall, that wasn't a family member, by the way. That was a business associate that has a link with the translator for Biden. But don't mean to correct you there, Steve. I just wanted to get that out.
Gotcha.
If you'll recall, about 2 to 3 weeks ago, I came out and I was informed that it was going to come in the 380 range. And I put that out, and we thought it was going to come down that week, and unfortunately it did not. Of course, we don't control the agenda over there. But this morning's was really enlightening, and I'm going to tell you my sources to some degree so you'll know, and you can put some credibility with this. I've known these gentlemen for, well, since about 1986, I've known them. I've grown to know them really well, close enough that they've actually asked me to speak for them in other countries. I've been in Turkey and Greece and Argentina to do business meetings for them. We've grown close, and so anyway, that's kind of my relationship with them. Some of these guys are really wealthy, and they control... One of them controls at least a billion dinar that I know of, at least. And so there's a lot of money here they've invested. They would not invest this. They're not the type of people that go into a casino and lay down $1 million and gamble. They have sources. They check things out. They do not throw their money away, although one of them lives a very lavish lifestyle. But they're conservative when it comes to investments. And so I got a call today from a good friend of mine who actually is closer to these people than I am, but we know them well. And in the conversation, he informed me that they had been on a conference call, and the conference call was just completed, and their source was within the Iraqi government, and that it was paid at $3.87. It should close by the or post by the 25th. It could be as early as tonight. And for sure, it has to be done by the 1st. It has to be. And the thing I got from this was the reaffirmation is in the 380s range at $3.87. And that got me pretty excited, actually, because we know we're close. And there's been a lot of quiet. It's been quiet out there for a while. But we know we're close. They're going through their stuff. And then I just wanted to get this before Dan and Steve and see if they can correlate this with some of their other sources. And we can bring this a little closer to people so they know that it is, in fact, going to happen. And I'm an investor, just like the rest of you. I've invested in this. And so that's my information for the day, guys. I'd like to help you out more, but that's it.
Okay. Well, Mr. C, I want to thank you very much for divulging what you did, you know, and have to say and sharing this. And this kind of correlates with a couple weeks ago, we had a call, conference call with a few people of our members that really have some contacts other than that within the CBI. And these rates are exactly within a penny to what we're talking about. So this brings a lot of credibility. We all know and understand one thing, and I think Dan and everybody else is going to be, you know, absolutely on top of this. This was not going to happen until the government was seated or approved by the parliament, and it was done today. So this to me is huge news. There's two, I believe, historic events. This is part one. Part one is the announcement of the government. They're real, they're there, they're ready to move forward. And number two is going to be the announcement of the Iraq, turning it back to pre-Saddam. There's going to have a rate, and we're going to move forward. So this is, to me, it's been hard to not be excited all day, but I still got to kind of stay grounded. It's not there yet, but we're so, so close. So everybody else and all the guests, can you please expand, and let's share this where we're at. Dan?
Well, you sure throw it back to me because nobody else says anything. no, Steve and Mr. C, I mean, you guys are saying and hearing the same things a lot of us are. I mean, if you're not nervous, anxious, fighting, trying not to be depressed, trying not to think, here we go again, then you better check your pulse. Every one of us go through that on a daily, every other day basis. And if you're not going through that, like I said, you better check your pulse. Because if you really believe this is about to happen, if you believe all the things we've worked on, whether you guys have been here 7 years or 7 days, we kidded earlier. I mean, if you've been here more than a year, we joked about the straitjacket. Basically, we're just saying you're probably going a little nutty. Because we've heard that it's going to be tomorrow, it's going to be the day after tomorrow, it's going to be this weekend, next weekend, tomorrow. So often, it does get frustrating. And those highs and lows can make you guys really, really frustrated, which is why you guys want us to do these calls. But you just heard all the new information I know. I've had some confirmation from others stating that there's a lot of activity going on in there, from meeting in parliament to just sessions that are taking place over there that, you know, people are excited about. The rumors are that, you know, strong, and there are a lot of what you just heard. I'm only going to say one piece before I see if Chief or Tony or somebody else has some more information, and that's the fact that the facts are the 25th, the government had to be seated. We're seeing now the finality of that. There's still yet an announcement. There's chairs that have been seated. It is official but unofficial, if that makes sense. So I expect to see that either by the end of today or by tomorrow. And the reevaluation can happen any time from tonight onward. But the timeline for the government was the 25th. The timeline for the reevaluation, unfortunately, is the 31st. And so it always can take up until that time. If it goes to January 1, the Paris Club debt, all the stuff we've talked about, all these things we've been, you know, and given our own analogies on as far as the debt will be rolled back upon Iraq, and Iraq is in some serious trouble, which also puts the rest of us in a lot of serious trouble. And this is why we believe these deadlines finally mean something. My son-in-law was over here the other day with my daughter Sunday night, and we were just talking about this venture and this investment, and they're very frustrated, like everybody. And he said, you know, I'm so sick of hearing of dates. I mean, every time we hear a date, they go right past it. And I said, you know, you're right. But if you guys understood, if they stopped and looked at some of the facts, they would understand this date is different. Every time we've said, well, they've got to do this because the military's got to be paid, or they've got to do this because these cards are now, you know, they're loaded and people are waiting on it, and they're not going to let that happen much longer, or General Electric just made an announcement, and because of that, then they have to do it, or someone's going to be in trouble because of every one of those, they rolled over those dates because they could. But here's a date they can't roll over, and that's the 25th, it rolls upon someone else. Maliki's out. Done. So you know, we know that he's not going to let that date go by, especially now that Alawi is sitting down next to him and they look like they're completely done now. The other date is the debt date that we're talking about at the end of this year. That's another date. They don't get an extension on that. So those two non-extendable dates are something that we've all been looking. I mean, they're painted into a corner. You know, they've got to expose their hand and show everybody what's going on, or it's over for them, and the world's going to move to something else. And that's just the way it is. So that's kind of where my confidence has been and my nervous frustration, because if they pass these dates, I don't know where we go from here. I don't believe they're going to. I'm excited about where we're at. For the first time, I started even asking my wife, I mean, what do you want to do kind of after this is over? You know, we've been sitting in here in semi-retired state for a while. Where do you want to go? So I'm just telling, I just said what I just said so you guys folks know that we're all sitting in the same spot. Every one of you is going through the same thing that the rest of us are. So those feelings are normal, and I think that we've got some very good, solid information, and you got to keep that attitude on the board. We have a very rare board. Above all the other boards, we stick to facts. There's no facts that you just heard. These are rumors that we believe to be true because of who these people are. Nobody can give you a fact of a date. If they do, then I hope their name starts with an M or an S, Maliki or Shabibi, because I don't know if anybody else knows at this moment. Anyways, I'm going to leave it with that. Tony, do you have somewhere you want to go with this, or is another guest that would like to say something before we maybe open this for questions?
You didn't get a hold of Gary?
I don't know if he's on here.
I thought Gary had some more information.
He was in a meeting. He did have some stuff he was trying to confirm. I don't want to say what Gary told me just because we can't confirm it. It's a rumor unless we know where it came from, and we've got a lot of those. I mean, I could tell you all kinds of stuff that's supposed to happen this evening, but I can't confirm it, and so we're not going to repeat it, and I know none of you would want me to, but I couldn't get it confirmed, so we're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
Basically just that it's going to happen this evening at a certain time and why. But, you know, hey, that rumor could have been started by who knows who.
Well, you just started it. So anyway.
Nope, I'm saying I'm not going to. I'll tell you what, there's 5 or 10 of those rumors floating around, and we're not going to talk about them on here as something we believe in because they don't know where they're coming from. What Mr. C just said, we know where that's coming from. That's a little above rumor to me. And so I appreciate him coming on and sharing it. But the rest of the stuff we just can't. We've heard trading rumors and stock rumors and banking rumors of, you know, numbers going off here and there and the other place. I give no credibility to that whatsoever. No disrespect to anybody who started those, but.
Okay, so I don't have anything. So unless somebody else has something.
Well, if there's nothing left, those are the most positive things we can talk about. What those mean. I mean, Steve, I don't know if you want to reiterate what you guys had just said and just kind of move to a question situation or.
I want to check. Hello?
I heard someone say, check, can you hear me, and I can hear that.
Yeah, this is Chief.
Hey, Chief.
A couple things I'm looking at. I've been on the road since about 9:30 this morning. But what I gathered this morning from the information that I saw that was put out, there's some interim positions that are in place. All right, some of those ministry positions are interim, and they have to be solidified by the 25th. So in that, I don't think that they will ratify the budget until those positions are solidified. That way they have legal, concrete votes when that budget is passed. See what I'm saying, where I'm going with that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's something that we need to look for. I'm sure they'll get it done by the 25th. But some of those positions, again, I don't know how many. I think there's 2 or 3 that might not be solid positions or interim positions until they actually seat somebody in them, and that's it. That's your job. You're done. And once they have all those positions in place, then we'll probably see them ratify the budget. That's about the only thing I think they would slow this down from between now and the 25th as far as an RV goes. Like you said, between now and the end of the month. So that's all I got on it.
You know, Chief, I'm glad you said that for one big reason is because I know that a lot of people, because of the celebratory holiday that's coming up on the 25th, everybody wants to have it done. It might change every one of your shopping days and more. It should change everybody's everything. But to be grounded here and to understand where we really are so we don't get too high on the excitement level, what Chief just said, if a few things are not completed, they're not going to talk budget. If they're not going to talk budget, I will guarantee you the Iraqis don't care if they make America's Christmas better. So if it's done on the 26th, 7th, 8th, 9th, or the 30th, and whatever takes place in your family, let's at least keep it to, you know, let's not get too frustrated. We all want it to happen before then. We're hearing it will happen before then, but what Chief just said was a reality check. Hey, it may get stalled because of one little thing that has to happen that we haven't seen yet, being some of these chairs taken and some other things for the budget. And if that happens, don't get too frustrated. Let's be excited that it's almost here, but that anxious situation can be detrimental if we don't watch it. So I'm glad you gave us that piece of reality. Thanks.
Let me put a positive spin on that. If it does happen after the 25th, especially for all you ladies out there, just think everything will be on sale. So, you know, make a positive note on that.
Nikki just got all excited.
After Christmas. All right, that's all I got.
Tony, Steve, were you guys trying to say something before?
I used to say too funny.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I'm done, really. Unless you want to... Oh, no, I do want to tell the Chuck or Mr. C, thanks. I appreciate you come on giving us that information.
So. It's my pleasure. I hope it was helpful and made people feel a little bit more comfortable with what's going on, because I know lack of information sometimes breeds some impatience. And I know I've gotten a lot of calls from a lot of people saying, well, what do you know? And it's just a lot of impatience. And I realized I felt it was going to go before the first of the year. It just has to. I mean, there's too many other things pointing towards it. I don't see how it could go longer. But this call today was just some reaffirmation that it was coming. And basically the amount, I thought 387 was a little higher than I expected, but I thought at 380 it was high when I called Dan and said, hey, what's going on with this? So, anyway, I've got to run. Appreciate your time. Appreciate all you guys.
Chuck, you said he did say start looking for it tonight, right? He did.
Yeah. But okay. They initially said this is going to happen, it looks like, before the 25th. Could be as early as tonight. Then later they reiterated it has to be done before the first of the year, which we all knew anyway. But they expect it to be done before the 25th. Not that the 25th holds any relevance to or relationship to our holiday whatsoever, our religious belief or anything else. It just is their date.
Well, that date's been thrown out there just because of the government standard of when it has to take place, don't you think?
Yes, exactly.
That timeline, and coincidentally, that 30-day marker just landed on the 25th of December. But they are, and I'm glad you asked that, Tony, and I hope everybody heard that part. He said, be looking for it as of tonight. Let's not see on the board that some guest of Steve's eyes named Mr. C came on there and said, it should happen tonight. That's not what he said. It could happen as early as of tonight because everything's in place, but before the first of the year is a great notice for us, and I cannot believe we're in the latter parts of December still waiting on this, but we are. So I thought it was good information.
Yeah, Dan, the thing is, the 25th just happens to be our Christmas, but it happens to be also the deadline that Maliki had. And it's very positive. I'm really looking forward to the next day or so of the information. It's just good things are ahead. We're on the right track. So stay grounded, as our beloved Viper would say, and just keep him in our prayers. And let's just move forward and look for a very, very good days to come. And let's just stay positive.
Well, thanks, Steve, everybody.